drink. The body what we wear is not life more than food, and the body what we clothe. The birds of the air, they don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. But you, not much more valuable than they. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They don't labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. That's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Will he not much more clothe you, though you have good faith? So don't worry, saying what you eat, what you drink, what you wear. For the pagan craft is finished, the heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, and these things will give to you as well. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Today it has come to itself. Today we're breaking our normal pattern of where we go through a Bible passage week by week. We go through a book as it is in the Bible, chapter by chapter. That's our normal practice, which we're thinking about a topic, an issue, and the topic is the issue of anxiety, headaches, sweaty palms, rushing heart rate, things in the tummy, unable to concentrate, rushing to the food. Some people are looking at this in a big thing, effects of anxiety, snapping in the children, unable really to get on with proper tasks. Many, many impacts of anxiety. Anxiety is on the rise, apparently because of COVID, because of social media. Apparently that makes things worse for us because of the Ukraine war, because of rising energy bills. And I might have made you anxious if I mentioned that. Things that people were anxious about in the past, weren't they? Children, money, health, relationships with family, visas, relationships with God. Worried about. Anxiety. Let me give you a definition of anxiety. I'm anxious when I think something bad is going to happen to someone or something I care about. That's someone like me. Anxious when I think something bad is going to happen to someone or something I care about. Thinking that affects me somehow. That's anxiety. I must flag up, actually, should have said this already. Most of what I'm telling you is I'm taking from a talk that I heard from someone else, which is really helpful, but I want you to use this in one of my emails and others. Didn't see that or didn't read that email, if you'd like to know the full talk, do ask me and I'll send it out there. Every human experiences some kind of anxiety. But not all anxiety is bad. So we should care when a loved one goes to hospital. We should care when a church leader resigns because of something scandalous. In the Bible, in the New Testament, Paul famously tells Christians in Philippi, don't be anxious. But that same Paul, in another one of his letters, says he's anxious about the churches. There are good reasons for anxiety. But so often our anxiety is for poor reasons. And it then affects us. It affects our thinking. It affects our feelings. And it affects our bodies. It affects the whole of me. The Bible tells us that we are not just bodies, we're not just animals, we are bodies.
God. There's no enemy that we're fighting God.
again. And in that renewed world, that remake of, there will be no cause for fear. There will be no threats. There will be no enemies. So while we're here, in this stage in God's great plan, there are enemies. There are threats. But they don't have a future. If we're starting to be changed by the message of God, we've got the best thing we can use to deal with anxieties, that knowledge of God is doing. Some of us miss, you'll laugh if you're like this, because I know I am. Some of us rely on anxiety to motivate us. You know, we won't get up on that side of the price price. The biggest solution to anxiety, along with everything else, is God dealing with our greatest problem, sin and death. And we don't want to go to that. Everything else is like a supercut. So let's not just think about anxiety. It's something that makes me get the jobs done. It's good to have a bit of anxiety. I don't think it's just something we can deal with taking a drop of drugs. Those are good, and we break the book and use those, and we're thankful for a relief from anxiety through those. There's a bigger understanding of it, the Father's perspective. Because the real issue is our sin and separation from God. And the news about Jesus reminds us of help for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Help for God for today. One thing that seems, the Bible seems to say to us, is that God allows anxious situations in our life, not just so that we do the God allows anxious or creates anxious situations in our lives, not just to make us do the anticipation of God, but so that we learn to call on Him. And that's how we begin to really live. So anxiety can be alarm that wakes us up to turn to Him and trust Him. Sometimes God will reduce our anxiety and increase our sense of God's presence. Sometimes He will show us anxious people around us. Now we can learn to bless them. Sometimes God doesn't tell us to change our anxieties. Instead, that we're now talking about it. And that's a good thing. So, the big picture of the Bible. The big picture of the Bible. And then here are some Bible verses to help. Karen read from Psalm 46. We won't go back and look at that again. But not to start the first verse there. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. This is really what's focused on one word there. It does not say God is a help for trouble. We might want to God, we trust Him, or we might serve money, money, money. But the Bible warns that serving and trusting money will grow our anxiety. So it's unusual for someone to be content that I've got enough money, or to think that there's no danger that my money can be taken back. Money is not secure. It offers us promises, but it can't keep us. But God makes promises to care for us. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? For the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Look around, look at the birds. The next verse says, look at the plants. Do you see that? Jesus tells us to be. God promises to care. And God, the Creator, is a better one to trust than money. He doesn't say this, but the birds sit on their sofa at home watching Netflix and the seeds come in the door. You know, the birds do go out and they collect the seeds. So God is a help in trouble. And let's look briefly at Philippians chapter 4, which is a bit later in the Bible. Page 1108. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. But in this letter, Paul's writing to early Christians, he's full of the joy about the difference that knowing Jesus makes. And he doesn't say at this point, because sometimes people have done with these verses, he doesn't just begin at verse 6 and say, don't be anxious. Say, you're not praying enough. He starts just at the end of verse 5 here. He introduces the topic by saying at the end of verse 5, the Lord is near. And then he says, for the Lord is not far away. He's not over the horizon. He's near. The Lord is near, so present Anxiety is not just natural.